So now find a quiet place where you're not going to be disturbed and an area that doesn't have any distractions. Sit in a comfortable chair and allow your whole body to relax. So take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, allow your shoulders and neck to relax. Taking another deep breath in, and as you breathe out, feel your chest and arms relax. Taking a third deep breath in, and as you breathe out, allow your legs and feet to relax. Now, first of all, I'd like for you to identify a problem or negative emotion that you would like to change. For example, this could be depression or sadness or fear. And then select a positive and empowering emotion that you would rather experience instead, such as happiness or fun or confidence. So let's say the negative emotion is sadness, which we would like to replace with happiness. So let's do this together right now. So close your eyes and remember a time in your life that you felt really happy. You felt ecstatic and joyful. It could be a memory of watching your dog playing happily down the park with other dogs, or the way that he comes to greet you and wags his tail when you come home. It could be a joyful experience with one of your children, or happy times that you spent with your family and friends. So choose a memory right now that makes you feel happy. And really allow all this happiness to flood into your body, to come into every single cell of your body. And as this feeling of happiness grows stronger and stronger, I'd like for you to choose a gesture. This gesture could be that you clench your right hand together so it looks like a fist, or you place your right finger and thumb together. So choose your gesture right now, and as the feelings of happiness grow stronger and stronger in your body, so much so that you feel that you could burst with happiness, either clench your right fist together or push your thumb and finger together. Great. Now open your eyes. Let's test that this worked well for you. So as you're sitting there in your chair, just look around the room. And as you do so, do this gesture that you just did, whether it was that you clenched your right fist or whether you placed your finger and thumb together. And you should automatically feel happiness flooding your body. Great. So now I'd like for you to identify a negative emotion, which in this instance is sadness. So think of a time when you felt sad. It could be a time that you felt let down, or sadness that something didn't work out the way that you wanted it to. So allow this sadness to come into your body. And when it is strong in your body, I would like for you to choose a different gesture. Now this time you could clench your left fist, or place your left finger and thumb together. So choose now the gesture that you're going to use. Great. So now allow the sadness to come in strong into your body. Allow for it to grow stronger and stronger and flood every single cell of your body. So when you feel the sadness growing stronger and stronger in your body, at that stage, do your gesture. So now I would like for you to open your eyes and just look around the room. So now let's test that gesture has triggered a response in your body. So now as you're sitting in this comfortable chair, do the gesture that you chose. And when you do so, you should feel automatically sadness coming into your system. Now don't worry, we're not going to leave it there for long. We're going to cancel it out in just a minute, so don't worry. So now we've created two separate gestures that give us two different emotional responses. So now close your eyes again and do your chosen gesture on your right hand. You'll feel the happiness come flooding into your body and then quickly release the gesture. Now do the other gesture that you chose in your left hand and allow the sadness to come in and quickly release it. Now do both of the gestures together at the same time. Now this is a time of confusion for the nervous system, whereby it removes the negative emotion and leaves the positive one behind. So open your eyes now and look around the room. Let's test the effectiveness. Now do the gesture with your left hand, which had the negative response, and see if you feel any emotion come into your body. What you should find is that you go into a neutral state. It doesn't feel negative and it doesn't feel positive, it just feels neutral. If the negative state still persists, then what you're going to need to do is select another positive resource, such as fun or confidence or love, and add it to your right gesture. In order for this to be effective, it's important that your positive state is stronger than your negative state. If the sadness still persists, repeat this process again and add more positive resources to your right-handed gesture. This will strengthen the positive response and cancel out the negative one. So take a deep breath in and let it out. And a second deep breath in and letting it out. And a third deep breath in and let it out. Knowing that you are powerful beyond belief. You are invincible. You are worthy and deserving. Things always work out for you. You're exactly where you should be. And things are unfolding perfectly.